Now, we always have to talk about poo on The Naked Scientist. Don't know why. It's usually Kat whose job it is to do that. But I've got a great story this week, which is from Nicholas Money and his team. They're at Miami University in Ohio, and they've been studying a certain kind of fungi, which turn out to be the fastest organisms in the world. These things can move, would you believe it, at nearly 100 kilometres an hour. There's certain species he's been looking at are Ascomycetes, and there's also Zygomycetes as well. These fungi have the rather unenviable task of breaking down dung. What they do is to get into a cowpat, and they turn the cowpat back into nutrients that grass and other things in the soil can use, and also CO2, which goes up into the atmosphere. So they're very important as poo recyclers. If we didn't have them, then the whole world would drown in a sea of poo. So they're very, very useful. But they have a problem, which is that they need to get into a cowpat in order to grow. And that means that they need their spores to go through the animal that's going to deposit that cowpat so that the spore lands in its lunch, quite literally, and then it germinates and turns into the fungus in the cowpat. How do you do that? Because animals, on the whole, avoid grazing, and humans are no different, where other animals have defecated. It's a protective mechanism. So what Paul Money and his team, Nicholas Money and his team managed to do was to work out how these fungi distribute their spores, and they have the fastest guns in the West, let's say. What they do is they have the equivalent, or the microbial equivalent, of a super soaker water pistol. So they have little fruiting bodies, which are part of the fungus, and they have collections of spores at the end of these fruiting bodies, and they ship into this fruiting body lots of salts, sugars and alcohols, which cause water to be pulled in by osmosis. And this causes pressure to build up, no more than you'd find elsewhere in the fungus, but there's something critical about the structure so that this suddenly bursts and it launches the spores from this fruiting body, and they go a whopping 25 metres a second, covering a distance of up to 2.5 metres. And the force that's expelling them is 180,000 times the acceleration due to gravity. So it's a pretty impressive kick that they get to launch them out. And these things are just a fraction of a millimetre across. So it's an amazing feat for something so small, but it solves the problem. It puts the spores into a different place where a herbivore comes along, eats the grass where the spores landed, then you've got the spore in the gut, and it's ready to come out with the cowpat and start the life cycle all over again. Amazing. The pictures that they took, they say they needed a camera that took 250,000 pictures a second to do this analysis, but the pictures are so impressive, they're now going to publish them on YouTube with some sensitive music to go with, because they say they're such a good watch.
Isn't nature wonderful?